Hey, this is Mark Stowers with Increase My Small Business, and I have a question for you. Are you sabotaging your success? You know, I have a friend of mine who is very, very smart, and he's been working on a project, and he's been working very hard at it, but all of a sudden, he has reached a point where he's lost his confidence in what he's doing, and because of that confidence loss, he's not moving forward with his success. And, you know, I see that a lot, especially with really smart people that just have reached a point where they're, you know, their background has said that this is too good to be true. This is not what I should have. I'm supposed to be working really, really hard to do something, and it shouldn't be this easy. A lot of stuff comes into the mind, and it talks you out of your success. And that's very frustrating. It's very frustrating for me because I'm trying to help him get successful, and I know he's there, and I just don't know how to help him do that. But you know, the other thing is that he's done this several times, and he actually sat down with me a couple days ago, and we started talking about it, why he keeps sabotaging his success. He reaches a certain point, and it's funny, he's successful at some stuff, and he doesn't even think about it, but goes after other activities, and he's not successful just because he, again, sabotages that success. Now, are you sabotaging your success? Are you forcing, or are you overanalyzing what's going on and saying, well, you know, this is too easy to be true, I can't do it, I don't deserve it, whatever the case may be? You know, you really have to work your way through that. And what you really have to do, you know, the thing that I found is that I have to sit down and I have to say, well, what's the worst that can happen if I totally blow it, okay? If I, you know, if I drop dead, or I fall asleep, or something happens to me, what's the worst that can happen to me? You know, and is that risk that you're taking over any other risk that you may have had already, you know, in some other business or some other activity? So the two questions I have for you when you looking at whether you're sabotaging your success, and you know, the older you get, the more focused you'll become on it, I think, because you'll realize that, you know, you can do almost anything. I have this big belief, I can do almost anything I want, except I end up minimizing some activities because either I don't like it because it's boring, in that case, that's okay, or I'm too scared of it, or I don't have enough confidence. And if it's too scared or I don't have enough confidence, then I try and look at what are the major issues that are going to happen in case I blow it, okay? Am I going to lose $1,000? Am I going to lose $100,000? What's going to happen? What's the worst that can happen? And you really have to think about that, and you really have to analyze it, and then compare that to other things that have happened to you. You know, I have a friend of mine who actually ended up being a corporate employee, a big-time corporate employee for a long time, decided to go on his own, got a franchise, and he went bankrupt. And, you know, after that, what's the worst that can happen to you, okay? I mean, there is nothing worse. You're always looking up. You're not looking down anymore. You know, where everybody else is always looking down instead of looking up. And that's the thing that you need to do, is change that attitude, always start looking up, and don't worry about what's down there. You know, if the past is past, you know, if it's because your family or your parents have said something to you a long time ago and you don't think you deserve it, don't worry about it. Look at what's the worst impact that you're going to have, figure out what that's going to be, and then move on. And you know what? You'll be successful. I guarantee you'll be successful with whatever you're doing if you look up instead of looking down. Anyway, this is Mark Stowers with Increase Your Small Business. Hey, join me on the web at increasemysmallbusiness.com, on Facebook at Increase My Small Business, on LinkedIn and Twitter at Mark Stowers. See you later, man.